Nolte, poll, 51% of voters approve of J.D. Vance's VP pick. By John Nolte on July 19, 2024. In a 50-50 country, you have to look at a 51% approval rating as a winner. And vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is at 51%. He's well above water when compared to his disapproval rating. Rasmussen Report surveyed 995 likely voters on July 15 and 16, with a margin of error of +/+3 percentage points, and found that 51% approve of former President Trump's choice of Vance as a running mate, while only 32% disapprove. That puts Vance at a healthy +19. Men approve/disapprove of Vance at 54% to 30%, +24. Women approve/disapprove at 47% to 33%, +14. Black voters approve/disapprove at 40% to 45%, that's only -4. This number should be closer to 90% disapprove to 10% approve. The fact that 40% of black voters approve of Vance is striking, to say the least. A whopping 55% of Hispanic voters approve of Vance, with only 36% disapproving, +19. A plurality of 48% of independents approve of Vance. Only 29% disapprove, +19. Even 30% of Democrats approve of the Vance pick. Only 52% disapprove. Wow. Currently, and this is without accounting for the effect the successful Republican National Convention will have on the polling, the Real Clear Politics average of national polls shows the Trump-Vance ticket up 3 points over Buttigieg. This is without taking third parties into account. Out of the last 23 polls, Biden has only led in only one, and that was by only 2 points. On this same date in the 2020 cycle, pollsters had Biden up an average of 8.6 points. If third-party candidates are included, and at this point, they should be, the Trump-Vance ticket is up 3.7 points. Out of the last 23 polls, Biden has led in just one five-way poll, and only by a single point. This is why Democrats, the corporate media, and Hollywood are so eager to steal the primary election from Joe Biden. When you are certain you are going to lose, your only hope is to flip the game board over, which is what they are doing here. Will it work? Usually, it doesn't. John McCain tried it twice during the 2008 presidential election. First, he chose Governor Sarah Palin as his vice president. Then he quit the campaign to rescue the economy. The Palin gambit could have worked had the campaign handled her better. Quitting the campaign was lunacy. I'm not even sure, given the polls, that dumping Biden makes sense. Slow Joe is well within striking distance with more than 100 days to go. He already beat Trump once. The so-called geniuses at 538 say the odds are even. Most importantly, Biden's frailty was no secret. Voters were already aware of his decline. In their arrogance, Democrats, the corporate media, and Hollywood thought they had fooled us with their cover-up. They did not. But by believing that they had fooled us, they panicked when the emperor appeared with no clothes on that debate stage a few weeks ago. Who knows what's going to happen? What I do know is that the most important news of the day is this. It's Friday. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.